It was an ordinary morning in Frost Fairy Peaks, the land of the winter fairies. The snow glistened in the early morning light, and a cool breeze blew through the land. In the distance, little badgers and mittens made their way to school, and reindeer with pink noses played outdoor games. You were in your treehouse at the top of a giant blue spruce tree, sleeping soundly in your birch bark bed. Time to rise and shine! You stretched and got out of bed. You walked to your kitchen and put on some tea. What kind of tea will you be having this morning? That sounds delicious. As the water boiled, you turned on your fairy radio. You love to start your day with music. You danced along. Your tea is ready. You poured yourself a cup, and the sweet fragrance filled the room. You sat down in your acorn chair and took your first sip. This is how you start every day here in Frost Fairy Peaks. All of a sudden, you heard a tap, tap, tapping. Where could that be coming from? You got up from your chair and looked around. You looked behind the dresser. Nothing there. You looked under the bed. Nothing there either. That's when you heard the flutter of small wings. You hurried to your window and looked outside.
Hi, hello, Frost Fairy. Hi.
It was a little dove. She was wearing polka dot slippers and had a letter strung about her neck. You opened the window and she flew right inside.
It's chillier than a snowball popsicle out there. Well, what a beautiful home you have. Oh, is that a birch bark bed? And is that a fairy radio? Amazing! Oh, and can I see your snowflake wand? So cool! Oh, my, but I nearly forgot. Let me just make sure I'm at the right fairy's home. What's your name? Oh, good. Oh, you are just the fairy I've been sent to find. You see, your name is right here on this envelope I have around my neck. Oh, pardon me. My name is Frostine, and I'm the messenger dove from the Ice Castle. I've come with an important message from Her Royal Highness, Princess Snowday. Won't you take this letter from around my neck?
You carefully removed the envelope and held it in your hand. You opened the letter and read.